One of the more contentious issues in the stimulus bill was something that used to enjoy support from both sides of the aisle. About $1 billion of the bill is aimed at better understanding the effectiveness of medical treatments. NPR's Julie Rovner has a story that could preview a broader health debate to come.
Experts say a key reason for the run-up in healthcare costs is new technology. And a key reason for that is when a new drug or device comes onto the market, it only has to prove that it's safe and effective, not that it's better or more cost-effective than a drug, device, or treatment already in use. That's why there's been a call in recent years for more of what's known as comparative effectiveness research.
It is what works, how well, for whom, under what circumstances, provided where. That's what it's all about.
That's Gail Walensky. She's a health economist and former health advisor to the first President Bush and to last year's Republican presidential nominee, John McCain. She's been among the leaders pushing for more government funding for research to compare medical treatments.
This is a way to try to provide first the information so that physicians and patients have a better idea of what they're likely to be getting. And it will also help us have more sensible reimbursement strategies.
Until last week, support for the concept was broad and bipartisan. About the only people who weren't totally behind the research were makers of prescription drugs and medical devices. They're afraid that some of their products that might not measure up might not get paid for. David Nexon of AdvaMed, the trade group for the medical device industry, says his group actually does support the $1.1 billion included in the stimulus bill for comparative effectiveness research, but they remain worried.
The biggest concern really is whether comparative effectiveness research, which we think of as being clinical effectiveness to help patients and doctors make decisions, becomes cost effectiveness research, which in our view is a way to ration care.
And just like that, rationing has become Washington's new buzzword. Now it's not just the medical industry that's opposing the research. Republicans of all stripes are demonizing the previously popular proposal. John Shattuck is a Republican congressman from Arizona.
If the federal government spends, as this bill does, $1.1 billion to begin to figure out what treatments or drugs are more expensive, it's going to use that information to deny you and your doctor the right to get those treatments.
Even Rush Limbaugh has waded into the fray. Here's how he put it on his radio show last Monday.
You know, right now, a lot of you get all upset at your insurance company because they say, well, certain things will be covered and others won't, and you want it to be left up to the doctor. Try the government being in charge of what the doctor can do.
So what explains this sudden interest in something as arcane as comparative effectiveness research?
This is the first cannon shot for what the debate about health reform is going to really look like.
Bob Blendon of the Harvard School of Public Health says Republicans are trying to define the terms of the coming health debate even before it begins by taking advantage of the public's ignorance on the subject.
Average Americans would not know what effectiveness research was or exactly what the $1 billion that's in the stimulus package is for. And if they hear one set of arguments that it actually could be harmful, they could easily swing that way. And if they hear arguments that it's a way of giving information where their health insurance premiums will be lower in the future, they would think it was a very positive thing to do.
But one thing is clear, unless something dramatic changes, President Obama's prospects for a bipartisan health overhaul bill aren't looking very good. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.